You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
Hi, Goofine. Oh, I love your art and I love your acting.
Well, thank you very much.
How do you think your life has changed in this year?
Good question. In this year, I've just worked more than I ever have. You know, I can remember once, the last time I worked this amount would probably be 1995 when I did a film for the BBC and then did The English Patient and then did Kama Sutra, sort of back to back. And since then, I haven't really worked as consistently. And
do you like it?
I love it.
Working consistently?
Yeah.
What would you say is the hardest part about this role?
The fact that you have to sustain a performance over 10 months playing the same character. It's a very different kind of discipline to film. There's the temptation to try and come up with new, fresh ways of playing the character that, you know, may not necessarily be true to the character, just for the sake of doing that. And it requires, I think, great discipline not to do that.
How difficult have you found it playing an Iraqi character?
Oh, it's been great. It's been, and when we got that letter from the Arab League about how pleased they were, I mean, that was, because at first, you know, before we started, there was I felt a great deal of responsibility, you know, not just to the Iraqi community, but the entire Arab world. You know, I think it was very important how this character was going to be perceived and how they were going to write for him, just because of the situation we're in at the moment. And the fact that you've actually got a fully rounded, complex human being is unprecedented. I mean, you don't see that in Hollywood at all.
Have you had any creative input into the character?
Yes, I have. And again, that's been totally unexpected. You know, you get into these situations and it's really a grab bag. You sort of think, well, you know, what if I do? What do I do if I don't like what they've given me to do? And that's never happened. And on top of that, I've been able to add to it. So it's been very rewarding.
Do you like the way that ethnic actors are able to kind of cross boundaries, or are you frustrated by that?
In general, you mean?
In general, you being able to play an Iraqi character and it's just going to go for it.
Well, I think it's incredible, for instance, that I can play an Iraqi and then, like, go to Morocco and, like, be an Egyptian prince from, 3000 BC. I think that's wonderful. It's tremendous freedom. All we're asking for is the same freedom as everybody else has got. And it's great to get that. And in a situation like this, you know, this show sort of reflects our common humanity. You know, it reflects the society that we live in today, the world that we live in. It's not friends, for Christ's sake, but just white people. Do you know what I mean? It's we don't live in that kind of world, and it's about time that everyone saw that.
I
was very bad, I'm afraid. I was always in trouble and kind of predictably bad.
Is that just what you do?
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Not over, right?
What kind of television shows do you like to watch?
Oh, you know, did you ever see The Singing Detective?
Yes.
In England. Curb Your Enthusiasm, I'm very, very fond of at the moment. That Larry David's great. We wanted somebody who'd been educated by English people at a university in Cairo. So I owe it all really to her, that accent.
Are you saying that Saeed was educated in Cairo?
Mm.
Oh, has that been real in the show? Has that been revealed on the show at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry, I missed it.
In his second episode, yeah.
Do you have a favorite theory that you've read or heard about Secreted Island?
Well, the one that I warm to most is that, have you seen the film Jacob's Ladder?
Yes.
Well, I love the idea that it being the last few seconds of someone's life. That's, you know, that's nice and terrific. I like that.
That's a good one.
Now, how do you read yours and Shannon's relationship of, you know, do you, I mean, as an actor, not as the character, do you see it as they're using each other or...
Well, people are thrown into a situation, you know, when the stakes are really high, you know, it is life or death, then extreme panic. And I don't know if you remember, like, from September the 11th, you know, there's a lot of shagging going on.
Yes.
And
the September 11th babies.
Yes. And, you know, I think it's a similar sort of thing. Human beings in very stressful situations will shag. And, you know, human beings have needs.
So it's in normal circumstances they wouldn't find each other, but in times of stress.
Yeah, and also there's a bit more than that as well. I think there's been some moments of real tenderness between those two characters, and also I think between Daniel and Yoon Jin at the end of last season. that kind of tenderness you don't really see too much on TV, especially in these kind of situations.
Are the two characters together at the beginning of this season, the second season?
Yeah.
Now, I heard you on 103 with Steve Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry if I'm not familiar, but what are you doing musically? Is it just something you do for fun, or...?
Well, at the moment, it's what I did before I went to drama school. You know, I was in a punk band in London. And then I went to drama school, and then nobody's going to take you seriously because you keep buggering off to do films and getting paid, you know? But it is something that I like to do, yeah.
Is there anything about shooting in Hawaii that you don't like?
No, honestly, I was trying to think of something, and it's such a good gig. I mean, look.
Do we know when the first Saeed-centric episode of the second season will happen?
No, I don't. Yeah. I mean, and they would let me know, so...
You're not the central character in the first two, I guess?
Oh, no, absolutely not, no.
Great, thank you.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.